This is a spoken Wikinews article from wikinews.org, recorded by Will Jenkins. A human rights project, the Detainee Abuse and Accountability Project, released a report in Washington saying that allegations of detainee abuse, torture and killings have now implicated at least 600 US military and civilian personnel deployed in Iraq and Afghanistan, as well as the prison for terrorist suspects in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The project is a cooperation between New York University's Center for Human Rights and Global Justice, Human Rights Watch, and Human Rights First. The human rights groups say that analyzed thousands of pages of government documents and conducted interviews with witnesses and prisoners who said they were abused by U.S. troops. Over 95% of those implicated were military personnel, said Hina Shamsi, a senior counsel for the group Human Rights First. The remainder were from the CIA or other intelligence agencies, or were civilian contractors working either for the military or the CIA. The cases involve over 1,000 acts of abuse, including homicide, assault, cruelty, maltreatment, maiming, and sexual abuse. We found that abuses were pervasive, extending far beyond Abu Ghraib, and the investigations have been incomplete and delayed, which has left a general failure of accountability, she said. In the 2 years since the Abu Ghraib scandal surfaced, the human rights groups say 40 people have been sentenced to serve time in prison. Of those, 10 have been sentenced to a year or more in detention. Lieutenant Commander Jeffrey Gordon, a press officer at the Department of Defense, told VOA the allegations outlined by the human rights groups are false. Commander Gordon says the military has conducted more than 600 criminal investigations, resulting in charges against 251 soldiers who faced court-martial, the military's equivalent of criminal trials or administrative punishment. Commander Gordon says all allegations of abuse are taken seriously, people were held accountable, and the military system of justice does work. The information from the human rights groups comes at the same time as Army Lieutenant Colonel Stephen Jordan is expected to be charged in connection with the abuses of detainees at the Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq. 2 years ago, U.S. officials said the abuses at Abu Ghraib were aberrations and that people who abused detainees would be brought to justice, said the faculty director for the Center of Human Rights and Global Justices at NYU Law School, Professor Meg Sathaway. Yet our research shows that detainee abuses were widespread and few people have truly been brought to justice. 2 years after the Abu Ghraib scandal caused a worldwide uproar, reports say Lieutenant Colonel Stephen Jordan will become the highest-ranking officer to be charged in the case. Colonel Jordan's attorney says he expects his client will be charged within the next few days on several counts, including dereliction of duty, conduct unbecoming an officer, and lying to investigators. The colonel led the Joint Interrogation and Debriefing Center at Abu Ghraib between September and December 2003. Military investigations determined that Colonel Jordan, who was trained as a civilian affairs officer, had no experience with interrogating prisoners and failed to properly supervise soldiers under his command. You can find this article and others at wikinews.org. Wikinews is a non-profit independent news site run by the non-profit Wikimedia Foundation. This recording has been released under the Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 license.